Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, if you want a steak in the Ashland area, you cannot go to
Ruhlmann's
today.
Today.
They're closed today and tomorrow, but they're back open Wednesday, and they were open last night as well. So, hope you got a steak this weekend. Take a couple days off and go there Wednesday to Ashland. Highway 6, Ruhlmann's Steakhouse. Wood-fired chicken, also Chilean sea bass. Of course, the cookie skillet is free when you mention the ticket or early break or the stool. And Phil, always try to find Phil. Say hello to him.
Phil also will crunch some numbers for you. Phil will also give you a little bit of a scat. When you stop in, Phil will let everyone know that he is didn't want to do this, but he's more than willing to give a scouting report on Michigan.
Wow.
In person. He's not going online. He's not doing that. But if you stop in to get the free cookie skillet, he's also going to give you a rundown of what he sees from Michigan and what he feels about the game this Saturday.
Does Phil know football?
Phil knows football.
Come on.
Come on. Does Phil know football?
You know
Come
Phil.
On. He invented Gallup. I think that's enough.
Yeah. I bet Phil's been watching football for, what, 55 years?
50-some years.
Yeah.
So Phil has a good idea.
He knows it well.
So if you want to know, you want to be happy, stop in, get yourself an old-fashioned.
Oh, God.
Ride the rail, bad. Which means going up and down the back and forth on the ladder. I like that. Old-fashioned. Yeah.
Their old-fashions are good.
Yeah. He has them for you.
Ruhlmann's Steakhouse, Highway 6 in
Philman.
Ashland. So right around noon yesterday, as the NFL games kicked off, there was a couple firings.
Jeez.
In college football, we're three games in. Two teams that are 0-3 have fired their head coach, Deshaun Foster, following a 35-10 home loss to New Mexico, fired Sunday afternoon at 0-3 through 15 games of his tenure, gone. Brent Pry at Virginia Tech also fired after a blowout loss at home to Old Dominion, 0-3 Vatech. Vatech, UCLA, open jobs by the end, by middle of September. Wow.
That's a wow.
Wow.
That's a wow. I've not seen enough of Vatech. I saw him a little bit, at least, against South Carolina. Have no idea what they looked like in this last game. But they were down 28, Nathan. at halftime to ODU.
It's not good.
Old Dominion.
Old Dominion. They're down 28-0.
That's a basketball school.
And that means
they lost 45-26, by the way. Final score, 45-26. They lost to ODU.
And But I have watched, I believe, every snap, basically, of UCLA. And I would say I've never seen a worse sideline than I saw at UCLA. And also, trust me, that I'm not about this. You got to be a fiery coach. You got to be screaming at your players. You got to be doing this. No, that's not. I've seen a lot of players be themselves. A lot of coaches be themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that they have a little bit of intensity. There are certain moments. Well, you name it. That just be yourself. So that's not the answer. But the lack of any sort of enthusiasm, any sort of organization from the side, and any sort of want to from UCLA was horrendous. When you watch what it looked like, I'm watching New Mexico beat them up so bad. New Mexico got stopped twice inside the five. One time they got a first down and fumbled.
Points.
One time they had a horrible play decision on when the quarterback pulled the ball, and they still beat him. What was the final score?
35-10.
35-10, and they gave up two inside the five. It was a complete beatdown. I mean, and here's the thing. I didn't look at it and go, they're just so much more talented. Nope. Imagine showing up, and you probably per position, and they also have one of the elite quarterbacks, a five-star recruit that left Tennessee, was in the playoffs last year, and now they scored 10 points. And also, when they scored, New Mexico also muffed a punt. That's how they scored.
Now, the AD's considering all this, but the AD's also considering the buyout, which is $6.43 million. Very doable.
Yeah, very doable.
Prize buyout, $6 million. I mean, that's part of the reason.
And they can look at getting someone, you know, quick, new. Have they named an interim? I haven't even looked at that.
UCLA named a guy named Skipper. Skipper, he was a Fresno State's interim last year. He's a first-year guy. I don't know. I think his name's Tim Skipper.
Okay.
He's the interim. And then Virginia Tech, I don't know who they named. I don't know that it matters. But the buyouts were the key here. 6.43 is all it took to buy out Foster.
There was nothing else that UCLA
could do. Tim Skipper is correct.
There was nothing else that UCLA could do. It didn't shock me. It shocked me a little bit, like going, okay, it's so early. But no,
it's early.
When you watched it, no. They had no fight against UCLA. They had some fight against UNLV, but they were down 23-0, so they didn't come into it ready to go. And all I could think about was last year was that Bieniemy got ridiculed a lot for being so hardcore, just being honest players about everything.
He was just being on him.
How's that look right now? Maybe like some of that. Maybe nice to have somebody like that, because it didn't look like it from the sidelines. There was nobody that could push back and say what's going on. And then what happens to him? Now they have a quarterback that is just distraught. Also, the crowd, you saw the photos.
Yeah, it was not good.
Probably 10,000. And here's what I took from it also. They wouldn't pan out during the game. They just stayed like they would show a little bit of the end zone. There's some people there. And then they show the crowd. It was kids. It appeared as if it was probably tickets that were gifted.
Oh, boy.
It was just, hey, we have free tickets. Show up.
The announced attendance, which was always inflated, was 31,000.
No way.
There's no way it was
10,000 tops.
And even if it was 31, that's a disaster.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no chance it was that.
So Martin Jarmond is the AD who hired this guy.
Now, He's the one who hired him, though.
He hired him in February. It was late. So Martin Jarmond's I guess he gets one more shot at this, right? Can't get another shot if this.
Does he get another shot?
I think he's going to hire the next. I think he's.
Sometimes this is about the time you hear that there's also going to be a change at the other position.
I mean, he just made a horrific hire. There were
two stats from this game that really are eye popping. Number one, for New Mexico, 298 rushing yards.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. At UCLA.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
And for UCLA, again, talk about undisciplined. How about 13 penalties for 116 yards.
That's an indictment.
Yeah.
That's an indictment.
It's an indictment.
There's nothing going on there. It's positive.
No, it must be bad behind the scenes, right?
Here's the thing. That's what we saw. And I watched almost every – I watched that to the bitter end. Jason Eck's a friend of mine. And so
is nice the New Mexico him. Coach.
They looked good through three games.
And remember, I made it very clear that New Mexico looked really good against
Michigan.
They had the ball. It was 27-17, and they were driving. They also threw a pick in the end zone. And so I'm like going, no, these guys are pretty good. And they played Idaho State, who scored all those points against UNLV, and they handled them. So right now, I mean, Jason Eck looks like a genius.
He does.
He looks like a – and here's what
I'll – what would UCLA look at Eck?
Yeah. They should. They should look directly at him. They should look directly.
Are you serious?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
He's an offensive lineman from Wisconsin.
If you're
played for Barry.
If you're ex-agent, though, would you say, now, hold on. Wisconsin might be opening.
Yeah. Ooh.
No, but you'd be fit there.
Not a bad point.
Yeah. You want to take UCLA? I think we can get Wisconsin.
Oh, he's going to have some offers. I think they're going to win 9 games. They might win the Mountain West.
See, he'll be marketable, right? Marketable.
Very.
In Wisconsin?
I watched him so close. So here's how it works in football.
Eck?
You always want to study people that are doing less with more. Mm-hmm. So I remember one time going to study Vanderbilt 5 years ago, whatever it was, because it's like, okay, I'm watching one. They were playing pretty good defense, doing less with more. Give me a quick story. After Nebraska got beat by Miami, at that same year, I was at Utah, and we went to the Vegas Bowl and beat Pete Carroll and Carson Palmer and USC. And I think the score was like 10-7. I think they rushed for 1 yard.
Mm-hmm.
They had 1 yard rushing. We kicked the living crap out of them in that game. I do a study. I go, you know what? I'm going to go. Let's go study. Let's go study the best. So I went down to Miami. This was after they beat Nebraska in the Rose Bowl 2001. Is that about right?
Yeah, it is right.
So I go down there to study them, and I'm sitting with Mark Stoops, who's the DB coach for Miami at the time, the current head coach
Stoops
at Kentucky.
Stoops is a DB coach at Miami.
So I'm sitting with him. We're watching film together, and all I kept saying was, "We can't do that. We can't do that. You're doing things because the talent level is so high." That I'm like we hardly got any, I hardly got anything out of it. So study less with more. Well, guess what? If I'm in GM world, I want to study New Mexico because they went and got 75 new players. 75. They were 2-10 last year. He got 75 new players. Turn the film on.
Yep.
Watch him. Turn the film on and watch him.
Well,
they went out with no money. They went out with no money and potentially have a team that could win the Mountain West.
What's his background?
Yeah, he played for Barry at Wisconsin, offensive line.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And then he went to Idaho, took them to the playoffs 2 years in a row. Like that, did a great job. Mm-hmm. And now imagine trying to get 75 new players to New Mexico. Coach, is there any NIL? None. We're going to be lucky to get you a scholarship. And they turned a team around that went to Michigan, and I said, had the ball in the fourth quarter, 27-17 driving.
Mm-hmm.
With the ball and threw a pick in the end zone.
I don't know what UCLA would do, but they should. This whole notion of, this is just my opinion. I'm going to get an experienced head coach like Eck, or just somebody who's been a head coach. You tried this thing where you hired a running backs coach, no experience at all, not as a coordinator or a head coach. You tried it.
Yeah.
Just go get a head coach now. Go get a head coach.
Oh, I agree.
God bless you.
Which job do you take? Virginia Tech or UCLA?
Eck?
Any job. Anybody.
What's the better
you? Team? Well, I don't think it's even close. I know it's the Big Ten. I get that. But if I want to try to win games, I'm going to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, what do you do with UCLA?
I'm looking at UCLA going, what are we going to do here?
With you on this.
Fans don't care. Fans will care about USC. The only way they care about UCLA, they got to be winning 10 to 11 games. Even a 7-6. Just think about this. The head coach left to be an offensive coordinator.
He did. Willingly.
Willingly.
He left on his
own. Okay, here's a question.
He's the head coach at UCLA. He said, you know what? I'm going to go to Ohio State.
Here's a question, Bill. So the list I see of potential candidates, I don't like the list except one name. But could they get him? Fitzgerald. Would Fitzgerald's agent say, no.
Well, I know this.
No, you ain't taking UCLA. We're not doing this.
Fitzgerald will have a lot of options because the one thing that came out with his settlement, because they offered him a lot of money, nope, a lot of money, nope, because Northwestern wouldn't come out and say that they were wrong.
Hmm.
And he's like, I'm not doing it. I'll go to trial. I want you to say it out loud. And they finally had to. They finally said, oh, we found no wrongdoings with the head coach, which means he's 100% marketable to go.
Yeah.
So he will have options. Enough. And also the difference is very similar probably to Coach Rhule coming here where boots on the ground the next day. Which means when he got hired, he was hired, days ahead of time. So he was here. He could start getting the team together right away. If you wait and all of a sudden till the season's over, then it's 2 weeks go by, and then that's when your head coach shows up. Yeah. So Fitzgerald will probably be hired by someone in November.
I think the answer is this. You tell Fitzgerald, do not touch UCLA. Wait for Iowa.
Or Wisconsin.
Iowa's going to open, right?
There's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of openings in this.
If you're Fitzgerald, you don't touch UCLA.
No, and I don't know.
I wouldn't touch it.
I felt going into the season that a tough game for Nebraska would be at UCLA.
I don't think so.
No. And then right now, that staff. The only thing that might happen. I know that Mickey Joseph did a better job here when he took over at the same time after game four or whenever it was, three or four, whenever he took over. He got a willing team back to play hard.
I wonder Mickey now that could happen.
That. True.
That
could
so happen. So you wonder if they that could some, get somebody to get him to somehow play hard. To
that
get
could
somebody
happen.
To have to say we're gonna step in here and at least play hard.
And the only thing other thing you'd worry about is they just have that 1 week where it's like, oh, I don't know, everything came together.
It's just clear.
I don't get it. But then it's just that could happen. That could happen.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bills Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.